In the wake of the shootings at Virginia Tech, Facebook officials say they realized they needed a new policy for its users who had passed away, and they've started offering memorial pages for website users who've died, allowing users to have a digital presence even after their death. And it made us wonder, what happens to all those emails, the files, the pictures, the videos that you've uploaded when you're no longer there to pay the user fees or access the account? And what if nobody knows your passwords? To answer that, we have Corvita Raven, tech blogger for the website SheGeeks, and also Jeremy Toman. Jeremy founded a firm called Legacy Locker, which is like a digital estate planner that informs your loved ones of your passwords to all of your online accounts, including your financial accounts, after you pass away. Good morning to both of you.
Morning.
Good morning.
Jeremy, the idea for your company, as I understand it, came from a situation with your 94-year-old grandmother. Can you tell us about her?
Yeah, she was fairly a tech-savvy lady. She actually emailed with the entire family and actually friends literally around the world. She played bridge on Yahoo. She knew what Googling was. So she was pretty good up there. And what happened was she passed away, and my father and I tried to get into her Hotmail account. And it was at the same time as the funeral, so we put in a little bit of an effort, but we quickly realized we weren't getting anywhere, and there was just no way in, and there just seemed to be no one to contact.
You had no rights to access her accounts.
Yeah, we didn't know their password. There was and nobody else did either, and unfortunately, that was that.
Okay, so Corvita Raven, have you actually spoken with family members about passwords? Have you shared your passwords with your family members already?
Oh, yes. It's something that me and my mom go back and forth on all the time. I know about hers, and she knows about mine, and I also have, I've shown her ways that she can use web browsers to kind of pull up the passwords. Some web browsers allow you to save them automatically. So for when I do, for certain sites that I do save them to, I make sure she's aware of it, and she knows how to access it in case there were anything to happen.
Corvita, Jeremy's business is Legacy Locker. It helps you deal with the issue of access. That gives your family members or friends or relatives passwords so they can get into the accounts. But I wanted to ask you, what about ownership? If you've got videos or photos stored on say, Snapfish or somewhere else, if you have content stored on, say, a public blog space, who owns that content after you pass away?
Well, you would have to go into user terms to see what the case is. It varies from site to site. MySpace deceased policy, it's kind of vague, but they won't grant grant access to your next of kin or delete any of the content or settings on your account. You'd have to do that yourself, but they can request that the information be removed if they feel it's, if the family feel that that's something that needs to be removed from the page and whatnot. But for the most part, you're kind of on your own with these sites. Facebook will not remove your page either. They'll memorialize your page, which will remove any kind of sensitive information from it and allow whoever's still a friend of your page to still see it. But at the same time, no one in the future will be able to add friends to that page. It kind of takes away the right for the family to have any type of control over it. So after you die, it passes on to Facebook, it passes on to MySpace. Your content doesn't belong to you, and it doesn't belong to your family either.
Jeremy, do you give users of Legacy Locker any kind of guidance on that? If Facebook or MySpace owns some or all of that content, how can they use it? Do you help people deal with that issue?
The purpose of the site, it's really a lot like a will. So we're passing the information along and letting the user basically establish what they want to do with that account and pass that along to a next kin or a relative or friend or whatever that might be. Because along with the issue, as Corvita was pointing out, of ownership, there's also an issue of desire. For my family, for example, my wife doesn't really want to see a Jeremy Toman on Facebook if something happened to me. She just doesn't want to see me in a buddies list or any of those kind of things ever. So, and to others, by the way, it's a totally different story. Some people want to be memorialized online. And part of the point and value of Legacy Locker and services like ours is to give people the choice to control what would happen in that kind of a scenario.
Well, it sounds like the takeaway here is that people need to take their online presence as seriously in terms of dealing with will issues as they take their house or possessions. That's Corvita Raven, the tech blogger for the website SheGeeks, and Jeremy Toman is the founder and CEO of Legacy Locker. Thanks to both of you.
This is Ira Flatto, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, the Science Friday team has been reporting high-quality science and technology news, making science fun for curious people by covering everything from the outer reaches of space to the rapidly changing world of AI to the tiniest microbes in our bodies. Audiences trust our show because they know we're driven by a mission to inform and serve listeners first and foremost with important news they won't get anywhere else. And our sponsors benefit from that halo effect. For more information on becoming a sponsor, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.